There are some stories we love to tell.
I can't think of a figure shaped the church more in the last 30 years.
Did so much good for the community, for England.
To me, he's one of the most Jesus-like characters on the planet, Mike Colavacci.
Then there are the hidden stories, the ones which we don't always hear.
There was this toxic culture of power abuse and control, and I was being harshly judged. So at the same time, God was building me up, and Mike was tearing me down.
And then there are the stories we tell ourselves to make sense of the things that trouble or confuse.
And that's part of what I've been thinking about. Why did it take me so long to realize that that was wrong?
You think of like a CEO of a business who's really powerful, who took on interns at the bottom level of the business and then was like, hey, do you want to come to my house for a massage? They'd get fired.
This story is all the above, but more than anything, it's a tale of courage, of a small minority who dare to step out and say, no more, in the name of Jesus. I'm Megan Cornwell, and this is Soul Survivors, a podcast from Premier Christianity magazine. Over the coming episodes, we'll look at one church, one leader, and ask, how did this happen again? And why did no one stop it? It might be difficult at times, but these are questions we must ask ourselves. Together, we will explore how we, the church, can create truly healthy environments where people are protected and faith can flourish.
It is not just about Soul Survivor. The Holy Spirit is bringing to light all the places where power is misused.
Subscribe now at premier.plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Years later, I have realised that that was manipulative, it was devious, it was deceitful, and it was shamelessly playing with a young teenager's emotions. But I've also learned over the years, if it works, do it.